If you know kids who are 12 to 14 years old and who like to read, then there's a very good chance you also know the name Artemis Fowl. Artemis Fowl is the Irish wunderkind and namesake of a trilogy of fantasy adventure novels in which a diabolical adolescent keeps getting himself tied up with a magical underworld of Irish leprechauns. The last of the trilogy appeared this summer and quickly hit number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list for children. The author of the Artemis Fowl books is Owen Colfer. Another of his books has just been published, but it's got nothing to do with leprechauns. Frank Browning visited Colfer at his home in Wexford, Ireland.
The road to hell is not the usual place you would look for the heroine of a children's novel, but in his new book, The Wish List, Owen Colfer decided that hell was the best place for a couple of troublemaking Irish kids.
The premise here is that Peter, St. Peter, at the Pearly Gates, is in constant contact with Beelzebub, who is number 2 down below in Hades. In this instance, Beelzebub is looking for a soul, the soul of an Irish girl called Meg Finn, that has gone missing.
It takes Colfer fewer than a dozen pages to land Meg in her dilemma. It seems that she's taken up with a young tough who robs pensioners. But in their last robbery, a gas tank accidentally explodes, and Meg, her cohort, and his pit bull are dispatched toward their ultimate destinies. Both kids should have landed on Beelzebub's doorstep, except that just before the gas explosion, Meg saved the old pensioner's life, and that complicates matters for Beelzebub.
So he rings up St. Peter on their cell phone to see if he knows where this soul has gone. The cell phone rings. Peter rolled his eyes. Beelzebub again? Couldn't that demon do anything on his own? He pressed the receive button on his phone. Yes, it's me, Beelzebub, came the hushed reply. You don't say. A bit of a problem down here, compadre. I thought you liked problems. Oh, not this kind. My job is on the line. Oh, said Peter, that is a problem. Even though the archangel and the demon came from different ends of the spectrum, theologically speaking, they had over the past few centuries established something of a rapport. Nothing major, no exchanging of trade secrets or anything like that, but both men realized the similarities between their jobs. They also realized the mutual benefits of keeping the earthbound spirits from destroying the planet. After all, what would be the point of spirits without bodies?
The Wish List was published in Ireland several years ago, before the first Artemis Fowl had ever been written. But it's taken a while to come to America. One reason was uncertainty about how this children's novel would be taken by conservative American Christians, especially after they burned the first editions of the Harry Potter novels.
It's very lighthearted and very tongue-in-cheek, but I know, and my publishers know, people will be upset by that. But I just thought it was fascinating that the whole area of heaven and hell and how would heaven and hell be adapting to modern society, and because society is progressing regardless. So I like the idea that heaven and hell are progressing too, and they have, you know, got computers now, and they're trying to keep up with the times, and it's almost like another branch of humanity. Hell is like almost like a corporation. Maishi had equipped the phones with scanners, fax, and email. Peter ran the receiver over the relevant page and hit send. A few seconds later, he heard his counterpart draw a sharp breath. Well, I'll be damned. Peter nearly laughed. You getting the same count as me? Yes, dead even, a balanced account. She saved herself at the last minute. I haven't seen one of these since. Since that rock and roll singer with the hair. Exactly. And look at all the trouble he causes when he goes back.
Colfer says that much of the inspiration for The Wish List came as a reaction to the fire and brimstone sermons the priest delivered when he was a child. But that's only a part of what it was like growing up in this old fishing town on Ireland's southeast coast. Because it's the same terrain that also inspired the Artemis Fowl books. He says magic and fantasy are everywhere.
Ireland is a land that is chock full of superstitions, and some strange ones. In Wexford even, if you see one magpie, you have to salute it 3 times, or you'll have bad luck. And you drive around Wexford, you'll see all these people in their cars shaking their fingers at magpies. If you meet someone on the stairs, you cannot cross somebody, pass somebody on the stairs.
Colfer, whose regular job is teaching elementary school, says he's always used fantasy, drawing Irish magical lore straight into his history classes. Take, for example, the so-called fairy forts, the raised stone circles you'll find all across the Irish countryside, where the fairies are said to live.
If you do anything to these bumps, you'll have bad luck. So farmers in Ireland, and this is true, they don't plough over the forts. So if I was telling the story, I would present it to the kids like that, and I would let them kind of make up their own minds whether this is fact or fiction. Now, it's nice. I mean, most of them think it might not be true, but they would so love it to be true. There's always this half of you that kind of wants to hang on to the magical and the fantastical. And I mean, that does go a long way to explaining why these kind of books are so popular and getting more popular in spite of the amount of science we have now.
More than 2.5 million Artemis Fowl books have been sold in 30 languages. Deborah Johnson, a book buyer for a toy store in Washington, D.C., says the Artemis Fowl saga taps into a whole lot of what kids are looking for these days, wherever they live.
This one was pushed by the publisher from the get-go as sort of the latest big thing since Harry Potter, and everybody, you know, every month a different publisher pushes, this is the next Harry Potter, but with Artemis Fowl it did connect and take off. My theory is that it has to do with it's a really great action book. It has magic, it has computers, but the action never stops, which is one of the big things that makes for a bestseller in the children's book world these days.
Like the Artemis Fowl books, the wish list has plenty of action, but mostly it's a yarn in the tradition of Irish storytelling.
The culture of storytelling in Ireland, the tradition of the Seanós singer and also the Fila, the poet, that would travel around from town to town and tell stories. And it was like they were the pop stars of their time, they were the writers of their time, and they would come to the town and be given a lodging, go to the campfire that night, and the whole town would turn up to hear these stories. It's something that's been going on for thousands of years, and it's something really powerful. And unfortunately, you don't hear about it much outside Ireland. It's a fantastic tradition. And to be the storyteller is an amazing feeling. It's like nothing else.
Listening to stories, Colfer says, was always his favorite part of the day when he was in school, and that in large part led to his life as a writer and as a teacher.
In Ireland, there's a very strong link between storytelling and education, and there still is, I'm glad to say, where the Irish legends are told and retold as part of the syllabus. And then, as a teacher then, I was able to use whatever little gift I have at storytelling. If I was doing something about the Romans, I would tell a story about a boy working in the Colosseum or in the public baths and make up a story, but still get in all the details. More and more I was able to just rely on myself rather than having to refer to textbooks. And I think it was quite a short jump from there to just writing my own stories in the evening.
For now, Owen Colfer has taken a leave from the classroom, but he expects to go back to teaching in a year or two. In his spare moments, he's writing the story for a new musical with a New York producer, and is keeping notes for a few grown-up novels. His latest book is called The Wish List. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.